Hi, welcome to Shine Care Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is chastised for our good. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 lets us know, for whom the Lord loveth, he chastens. Thank God for Jesus, amen. God loves us so much that he did not leave us in the state that we were in. First of all, he did not leave us in sin. He made a way for us to escape. He made a way for us to be able to be saved. And that is through a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now we are reconciled to our Heavenly Father through faith in him. Thank God. As children of God, God is training us. He is building us up. And he is helping us to be able to grow in the faith. He renews us. We are transformed. And we are renewed on the inside, and then we can be able to conduct ourselves in a way that's pleasing unto our Heavenly Father. As we look at things in the natural state, we know that as we have had parents growing up, we were disciplined. We were corrected for the things that we've done that was not right. Parents may say something verbally, and they may say, don't do this, or do this, or do that, and then also scolding us. And we think about how the Word of God is saying about scolding us as his sons, as his children, we can receive that correction. Think about how naturally a person may receive a whooping, a paddling. You know, a person, as their parent, they give you certain corrections, whether it's verbal or sometimes it's physical reprimand. In correction, I'm talking about as far as abusive, but to know that it is to train us in the things that's right so we can understand what's right and what's wrong. Sometimes when a child is left alone, first of all, that's not showing that we love them. They just keep on thinking, well, it must be okay. Anybody say anything about it? And sometimes a person may think, you know, everything is all right if I keep doing things my own way. You know, they're not learning that there is an error. And what I'm doing. But because he loves us, he deals with us as his children, and he shows us the way that is right. So I thank God. Let us hear what God is saying, and let us take heed to his word and receive the chastening of the Lord. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.